Oh, the Kodarish. No, he became well. He went again. I have to give a shir about this Mishnah. Amri, they said, like Kibidlas Allah, like Durashtabu, didn't you accept upon yourself, Rebbe, you're not going to darshan, stay well. We're afraid if you start giving a shir about them, again you become sick. Amr Inu, mi hodribhu, diyano hadribe, listen, did they do tshuva? What they were supposed to do, I should retract. They didn't do tshuva either. So I could darshan about them. They did not retract from their bad actions. Ravashi Uka Ashleshim Lakavashi also was about to give shir on our Mishnah about the three kings that were not Zerch Lelam Abo. Omri said, Lamachar, we'll continue tomorrow. Niftach Bechavrin, he started with the Chavirin, is also Menashe, is Chazilei Bechalme. Menashe saw him in the dream. Oma Chavrecha Bechaver Rediovach, Koroslan. You call me a chaver, a friend? Is that what you call me? Meheski boyes lemishrei. Where are you coming from? Hamoitzi or Malay lo yadino? Ihochi, he said, boyes asked me something. So yes, they asked me like this. Meheski boyes lemishrei hamoitzi. When you have bread, where on the bread are you supposed to make the hamoitzi? Which part of the bread should you slice first to make the hamoitzi on it? Or Malay. So Rav Ashi said back, "Lo yadan, I don't know." Omalei, mehechad the boyas lemishri amoytzi legemit. You don't even know this much. The chavra currently, and you call me a chavra like you come any close to me. Omalei said, "Settle, listen. If so, ready, agmarali, please teach it to me." Olamocha darishta lemishmecha. Prepare, and tomorrow when I give my shir, I'll dashen it in your name. Omalei, mehechad the korim bishulei. From where it gets nice and Korim means the crust, where it's crispy. The part of the bread that has nice crust on it, that's where you should cut it, that's the better part of the bread, that's where you should make the amoytzi from.
You hold them up, kuf peis on the base of song in the third line. Ravashi Uki Ashleshim Lochim. Rav Ashi also wanted to give a shir about our Mishnah Chelik, about the three Melochim, the Ein Lechelik Lelam Abor. Is Omar Savashi said like this, Lemocha Niftach Bechavrin. Tomorrow we'll start talking about our Chaverim, about our friends. That's what he called them. Rashi says, Nidresh Bechavarenu. We'll talk about our friends. Shoyot Aminich HaChomim, Kimoseinu. Like these three Melochim, they're also big Tamichomim, like us. But still, they have no chelik b'olam abo. That's what he said. So what happened was, also Menashe is chazilei b'chalmei. That night, the Melech Menashe came to Rav Ashi in a dream. Omer, and he said to Rav Ashi, chavrecha v'chaver ridiyofa choruslan. You call us your friends, like us and our fathers are called your friends. In other words, we're much greater than you. How do you call us your friends? I'll ask you a question even. Mehecha boyes lemishrei hamoitzi. When you have a bread and you want to make a brach hamoitzi, from which part of the bread should you cut it to slice it to take off the first piece that you're going to make the hamoitzi on? From which part of the bread? Omalei, Rav Ashi answered back, Lo yadano, I do not know, I didn't learn this, I don't know. Omalei, so Menashe said to Rav Ashi, Mehecha deboyes lemishrei hamoitzi lo gemirto, from the place of the bread where to make hamoitzi you did not learn, to chavrecha koroslan, and you call us, we know that already, you call us your friends, it's not right, because we're much greater than you. So Omalei, so Rav Ashi, he was an honor of Rav Ashi, and he said, Agmarali, listen, at least teach it to me right now, let me know the halacha. Ulamacha, tomorrow when I give my shir, darish nolei mishmecha bepirka. In my pirka, my shir, I'll say over in your name, I'll say over Melech Menashe, told me the halacha. Omalei, mehecha dikorim bishulet. So Menashe answered him back and said, yes, I'll tell you from the place where the crust of the bread is. There's the best part of the bread, the crust. The best part that was baked the best, that's the place where you're supposed to cut to make that moitzion. So Omalei, so Rashi said back to him, Miyacha dechach misu kulihai, since you're so smart, you're such a big Talmud Chacham, you know so much, my taima kol palchisa lavros kachavim, how come you, Menashe, bow down to the Avodah Zarah? If you're such a big Talmud Chacham, like your Torah should have watched you, that you should have not done Avodah Zarah. Omalei, listen to this, Menashe ends back and said, you Rav Ashi, you're talking, If you would have been there with me, have a nakitna b'shefule glima, you would have raised the bottom of your clothing, of your dress, whatever it was, is a bekesh, is a cloth. The roatosabasroi, and you would have ran after us also. Don't talk. If you would have been there, you also would have worshipped Avodah Zarah. And Rashi says, you also would have picked up your clothing, so it's easy for you to run. At that time there was a tremendous yetzerah to worship Avodah Zarah, so he caught a hold of us. And if you would have been Rav Ashi, I'm sure Menashe said, you also would have been caught by the yetzerah. So don't be so angry at us. Yeah. But still, the Mishnah says, but that's what he answered back. Right. So what happened was like this. So that was the dream Rav Ashi had that night. So the next day when Rav Ashi came to give shir, he said to Rabban like this, Niftach v'Rav Vosoi, we'll start talking now about our Rebbe's. Because now he spoke more of a covetic about Menashe, about the three Melochim. He didn't say like yesterday, our chaverim, our friends, but now he said, Rav Osa, we'll talk about our Rabbonim. So he said like this, Achav, what's the name Achav? It means Ach l'Shemayim, who was a brother to Shemayim, which means here, Ach means Lashon of Ra, he was bared to the Shemayim, and Av, Avos Chavim, he like an Av, a father, means he loved Avos Chavim. So Ach l'Shemayim means he was bared to Shemayim, the Siddhapos, it says, Ach l'Tzora Yulat. Lashon Ach goes on sorrow and wicked on bed, that Amol Ach can mean bed. This is bringing the proof that the word Ach has to do with sorrows. And Av Avodas Chachavim, he was a Achav, means Av and Ach, that he was a father, means he loved Avodas Chachavim. The pasuk says, Kirachim Av Avonim, like a father loves his son. So Rashi says, just psukim kidei, to teach us that the word Ach and Av could apply like this, that Ach can mean Ra, and Av just means he loves. Another pasuk says, "Vayihi hanokel lechtoi bechatas Yeruvim ben Nevat." It was easy for him to go in the sins of Yeruvim ben Nevat. By Achav, it was easy. So what does the pasuk mean to say? Om Reb Yechanon, kalois shosa Achav. The simple averus that Achav did was kichamura shosi Yeruvim. It was like the worst averus that Yeruvim did. In other words, really, Achav did many more averus than Yeruvim. If so, how can the Pasuk say he did the Averis of Yeruvim ben Nevat? What does the Pasuk say Achav's Averis are like Yeruvim's? He was the first one, he started off the chain. In other words, Achav learnt from Yeruvim. Therefore, Yeruvim is considered worse. Rashi Lefeshu told Rashi says, Tchilo Lekilko on left side, Shoye Melech Rishon, Shegriach Es Tashila. He burnt the pot first. He's the one that started off to do the Avodah Zarah. The Pasuk says, Gam Mizbechoysom Kegalim Al Talmei Sodai, that his Mizbechoychos, his Avodah Zarah, he put up on the waves, on the hills, on all the Talmei, all the furrows of the lands. Omer Reb Yechanan, Ein Lecho Kotelem Vetelem Eretz Yisrael, there is no row of land in Eretz Yisrael, Shalei Hemid Olav Achav Avodah Zarah, that Achav did not put up there an idol. Vishtachav Eloi, and he bowed down to the Avodah Zarah. That's how bad Achav became. And like Rashi before says, Mashma, there was a special Yetzor at that time for it. Now the Gemara says, how do we know the Loyosa Liyam the Yossi? How do we know that Achav will not be Zoycha Tehla Mabor? The Pasuk says, V'chirati Li Achav Mashtin Bekir, I will cut off Achav, Mashtin bring, make him by the wall. V'atzur V'yosav, it says, hidden and taken away, be Yisrael. Atzur means will be taken away, be Yerlam Azeh. The Yozel will be left over, Li'erla Mabor, he will not have Li'erla Mabor. That's his double Oshin. Otzor V'Yozel. Omer Reb Yechanan, Mifnei Ma Zocha Amrei L'malchus, why was Amrei Zocha to be a Melech? Mifnei Shehoisev Krachecha V'Eretz Yisrael. He bought an extra land to add on to Eretz Yisrael. Shneimer the Pasuk says, Vayika Nesahar Shomron, he bought the mountain in Shomron, Mie Shomer from Shomer, Bekrochim, the Kikrim Kesev, with two loaves of silver. He called it a Shomer. Omer Reb Yechanan, Mifnei Ma Zocha Achav L'Malchus, Chov Vei Shona, How come Achav was zoicha to be a king for 22 years? Like he did such ra, he had so much avodah zarah around. Why was he zoicha for a life of 22 years to be a king? Because he respected the Torah. She nitna b'chof beis oisius. We have 22 oisius in the Aleph Beis. So because of this, he was zoicha for 22 years of toifa. Shemot Pasuk says, Vayishlach malachim malachav melech Yisrael. Hira. That the king, a messenger came to Melech Achav, and said this, Koyimar ben Hadad. This is what our king ben Hadad said. Kas b'chol zahav chali, your silver, your gold is mine. Who? Neshmeneshecho v'necho atoivim lihem. Your wives and your children, the good ones, belong to me. Ki in case mocha eshlach esav yelecho, tomorrow I'll send my servants to you. V'choshu es desecha, they're going to search through your house. V'yazvoti avdecha, your servant's house. V'yoko machver anecho. Whatever they desire, the eyes desire, your simul v'yogun have a right to take. V'locho they'll take. That's what Ben-Hadad sent the shliach to Melech Achav. So what did Melech Achav answer back? Vayomer said, L'malcha Ben-Hadad, to the shluchim of Ben-Hadad, Omu la'adoni ha-melech, tell back your master the king, Kol asher shalach tichlev dech b'rishayna esa, whatever you asked first for, I will give you. But v'adov razel yuchol aslis, the last thing that you asked for, and that's kol machmar einecha, whatever you desire you could take, that I can't let you have. Now what was that? What did Achav talk so respectful back to Hashem that we will not permit you to take the machmar einecha, my machmar einecha, love sefer Torah? Doesn't it mean a sefer Torah? This is the respect that Achav gave that he did not let Ben-Hadad, the Melech Ben-Hadad, come and take a sefer Torah. So Marcel, what's the proof? Dilma maybe Avoras Kechavim. Maybe he was a Rosh at that time, Achav. He was Rosh. Maybe he didn't want to give up an Avodah Zarah. So Marcel, let's talk about that. You can't say. Yet still the Pasuk says, by Yemre Lov, Kolas Kenim Cholam. All this Kenim and all the Yom said, Loisishma. They was like, shouldn't we listen? Is he saying a good thing? So everybody was backing Achav. So the question is, if all the Zakenim backed him, Mustama must probably Zakenim what Tzadikim. So if it meant not to give an avoid the Zara, why would they back him? So Morris says, what's the question? The Dilma may be Sabbath of Asahevi. Maybe they were Rishoyim. Maybe the older people that came in there were Rishoyim that wanted their avoid the Zara. I'll bring you proof. Me like Siv, doesn't a different prophet say? That by Yoshua Dovaveni Avshalom, it was good in the eyes of Avshalom, the Askenim of Eni called Zikna Yisrael. It says all the Zikna Yisrael agreed to Avshalom, and it was a Dovara over there. So why? The Omer Rav Yosef, Sabi Devasa. It means that they were older as the Canaan that were Rishoyim. Those were the ones that agreed to Avshalom. So maybe here also it means Avodah Zarah. Some more says no. Hosam like Siv Cholom. Here it says the whole nation, though Am Yisrael, agreed to Achav. The Efshad Lehevei behind Tzadiki. It's not possible that the whole Klai Yisrael, the one Tzadikim. So if everybody agreed to Achav, it must be that he wanted to hold back the Sefer Torah. It says in the Pasuk, V'sharti v'Yisrael shiva sapayim. There were 7,000 Jews left over. Kol habreichem asher lekorchu, all the knees. They did not bow down the Baal to the Baal. They did not worship the Avodah Zarah. And any mouth that did not kiss the Avodah Zarah. So the kids said there were Jews, were tzaddikim left over. So if everybody agreed to Achav, it must be it was a davar tov. Here he gave respect to the Torah. So because this, he was zoicha for 22 years of Malchus. Omer Rav Nachman, Achav shokel hoya. Achav was like a balance. He was half tov, half ra. He was an unbalanced, called him balanced, unbalanced person. He was shokel. On the scale, he was equal 50-50. 50 ra, 50 toif. What's Rashi say? Rashi machtza voinus umachtus chuyas. He had 50-50. What's the proof? Shenel the Pasuk says, V'yemer Hashem, Hashem told in his famalia upstairs, Mi yafates Achav, who will talk in Achav, V'yav v'yipav romas Gilad, will make him fall in the hands of Gilad. One mile to this way, one to that way. So Rashi says, that Hashem might ask, like, who's going to talk him into fall? Mashma, it was hard to give him a punishment. Why? Because he had half schusim. Maskevah Rabbi Yosef. Man dichsiv by a pasuk that says about Acha, that it says, Rak lehoye kacha v'asher hismakir lasos rab eni Hashem, asher esatoy say zevul ishtoy, that he did such bad, and his wife is zevul, his satoy talked him into, convinced him to do the ra. But Tanina would not like this, v'chol yom every day, hoy so shakeles shikle zov, every day she used to weigh out gold, la'avonis kachavim. Some say it means she used to weigh a husband, and as much as he weighed every day, that's how much gold she would give to Avos Chovim. But the kids, she used to talk him into that you're great, and our God is great, and all the money we have, we're going to give to the Avodah Zarah. So the kids, he was strong in Avodah Zarah. So how could you say he was 50% okay? Yeah. The Atamat, and you tell me, Shokol Haya, he's 50-50 on the scale, he's even. El the Pshat is like this, Achav Vatrim B'Mamayin Haya. Achav was easy going with his money, he was not stingy, he used to give out money. And Mustamo Mitoch Shehana, Shehana Tamil Chomin, Minchosav, since he gave Tamil Chomin, he gave them enjoyment from his property, is Kitroy Machtsa. This Chus of giving stock, of giving money to yeshivas, that was mechaprim half of his averus. Even though Acha was a tremendous Russia, he did so much avodah zarah, still this inyan of bimahana tamil chomim was mechaper half of his averus. It's a good appeal here. Yeah. Right. But even so, since he gave Hanoah, Shem pays back reward for what he did. Right. Right, Vayotze Ruach, the Pasuk, Ruach went out, Vayam lefnei Hashem, the Ruach, this spirit, we'll soon see who it was, he went in front of Hashem, Vayom says, Ani Aftenu, I will talk Achav into going. Vayom Hashem Elah, but how are you going to tell them? Vayom Yotze, Vayisi Ruach Shekem Afiv, I'll go and I'll be a false, I'll give, behold, Kol Neviyav, I'll give false Nevuah in the mouth of his Neviyim. Vayom Tiftach go, the Gantuch you'll be able to. But save Yasei, go and do it. And Yasei came. My Ruach, which spirit was this? That Achav had Nevoyas killed out. So now his spirit came to take revenge against Achav. Might say, what does Hashem mean? Tell him, say, go out. Go out from my surroundings. Hashem said, you can't be with me anymore. Shekain Ksir, the Pasuk says, somebody that speaks false cannot be around me. As you say, the way you'll talk Achav into it is by giving Nevi'ah Sheker. So, even though Hashem said, okay, that's because you wanted to. But still, you can't be near me.
Why do you want to talk about
that? That he should fall and go into the war, and he'll lose the war, he'll be killed there. He'll fall into Ramais Gilad. So, interesting that even though Hashem said, okay, but that's because you wanted to. But really, now you cannot be around me, since you are speaking Sheker. Chosam Mishal Kodesh Baruch was emes, somebody that has Sheker cannot be around Hashem. And Amar Papa. I know the Yamish, this is what people say. Tepara Kina, someone that takes revenge, is Machriv Beis, he destroys himself also. Like here in the voice, he wants to take revenge against Achav, but he destroys himself also, he cannot be in the Mechitas of Hashem anymore. Pasuk says, Vayas Achav es Hashera. Achav made an Hashera to worship. Vayosev Achav lasa es Lahachas es Hashem Lechei Yisrael. He did more to Lahachas, to make Hashem angry. Mikol Malchi Yisrael from all other Malachim. Asheroi Lefonov. Om Reb Yechanan Shekosov Al Dalsai Shemram. He wrote on the gates of Shemram, Achav Kofa B'Lokei Yisrael. Achav is a kofer, he does not believe in Hashem. The thinker, therefore, the Mishnah Gemara ends up, that's from our Mishnah, Ein Lo Chelek B'Lokei Yisrael. He was not Zeichet Helem Abo, since he was kofer B'Lokei Yisrael. Vayivakesh Esachizyo V'Yekidu. He was hiding in Shomron. Omer Rebbe Levi, he was taking out Hashem's names in the Sefer Torah. He was cutting out, Koidim, and he cut out like a window. He was cutting out Hashem's name from the Sefer Torah, the Kois of Avodah Kachavim Tachtayim, and he was writing instead the names of Avodah Zarah. That's what Achazio was doing. Menashe. What's Menashe Loshem Menashe Shenosa Ko? He forgot Hashem. Tovracha Menashe Shenziyas Yisrael Avim Shemashmain. He made Klal Yisrael forget Hashem. Now Uminon, how do we know Dloyos Liyalna? Notice from the words of people, it's a little nevuah. Sometimes it says in your name what you can end up. Whether there or ra, later we'll see. But in the word Menashe, we tied up and then Shenosa Kel. that he meant he forgot Hashem, he made other people forget Hashem. Now, how do we know by Menashe also to Layos Liyam the Yossi would not come to Elam Abo? Still, the pasuk says Ben Shtei Mesrei Shana Menashe Moloch. He was 12 years old when he first became a king. The Chamishim V'Chamish Shana Moloch V'Yisrael, and he reigned for 55 years. And it says Bayas Haram Ben Yashem Kasheros Achav Melech Yisrael. He was like Achav. So Ma Achav, just like before Achav, he had Sukim. And Lachelik Elam Abo is Af Menashe. Also, Lachelik Elam Abo. That's the proof that Achav also had no Olam Habo by Menashe even. But in the Mishnah of Machlokes, we have Yudai Menow, Menashe, Yesh Lachelik Olam Habo, because he did Tshuva, and Hashem accepted him. Shinema, the Pesach says, Vayispalo Menashe Ol Hashem, Vayosaloi, Hashem answered him. Omer Rabbi Yechanan, Ushnei Mikra Echadosh, Tanakam Adal Mishnah, it says, Ein Loi, and the Yudai says, Yesh Loi, Tidashim one Pesach. Shinema, it says, Unisatim Lizava Lachomam Lachais Oretz. Diglau Menashe ben Chizkiyo, yeah, that there'll be destruction for the world because of Menashe. Masov the Diglau Menashe means Shasa Tshuva. He did Tshuva. Or the Inu Loyavdu, and the rest of Klai Yisrael did not do Tshuva. So that's why he'll be like an example to rest of Klai Yisrael. How come you didn't do Tshuva? So the rest of Klai Yisrael will be destroyed because of Menashe, because he did Tshuva and they did not do. Well, Masov the our Tanakam holds no. Diklal Menashe means the world will be destruction because of Menashe.